Tomorrow, Miami-Dade County's Transportation Planning Organization will vote on whether to build a bridge over a canal in Palmetto Bay, Florida, that proponents say will alleviate traffic congestion. But some residents say a bridge will make traffic worse because apps like Waze have been rerouting drivers through residential neighborhoods, creating gridlock on streets never intended to handle so much traffic. Joining us now by Skype is Jody Atkison, a resident of Palmetto Bay who is leading the effort to oppose the bridge. Jody, welcome.
Thank you. Happy to be talking to you.
And describe your neighborhood for us, first of all.
We are just one of those old-fashioned neighborhoods. I've lived here 20 years, as have many of my neighbors. We are the type of neighborhood that has block parties, happy hours in our cul-de-sacs, kids riding bikes, joggers, walkers. Lots of people are actually coming into our neighborhood from around the area to just have nice walks.
And now you're seeing a lot more cars in the neighborhood. Tell us what's been happening with the traffic.
Well, Miami-Dade is, you know, the population's exploding. So gradually, we have seen an increase in traffic all over the county. And now it's cutting through the neighborhoods because of Waze and other traffic apps, which I have used, you know, I admit I've used it myself. I'm a commuter to downtown Miami from Palmetto Bay for the last 20 years. And I have seen my commute go from about 45 minutes years ago to 2 hours each way.
And you use Waze to get there?
Sometimes I do. I don't, you know, now that I'm having this issue in my neighborhood, I feel horribly guilty. I don't want to cut through people's neighborhoods. So what I have done is I have started to take mass transit. We have a transitway now that connects 20 miles of South Dade with buses into our rail, which then goes straight downtown. And I have cut my commute from 4 hours a day to an hour and a half. So it's really working. There's a lot of improvements that need to be made, but I've seen so many problems with Waze. And now that it's affecting my neighborhood and all the neighborhoods around, I just don't believe bridging and pushing traffic through neighborhoods is an appropriate solution at all.
Yeah, you're trying to stop a bridge from being built that you think will make things even worse in your neighborhood.
Well, people think that opening the bridge, which by the way, only goes 22 blocks to a dead end street, only taking people 22 blocks. We definitely know that Waze will start cutting through all the side streets of my neighborhood without sidewalks. We do not have sidewalks.
Now the county officials are saying that, in fact, this bridge would reduce traffic, that one of the big problem intersections would have traffic reduced by 40% and another by 10%. So you don't believe what they're telling you?
We are disputing that, absolutely, because I just actually read, we had a Herald article that ran Sunday, and the county traffic engineer admitted that those statistics, that traffic study does not include Waze. The projected, I guess you can't project traffic that Waze would bring in from our arteries that are already clogged. That is extremely concerning because once that route of that bridge opens up, we're going to be inundated with cars off of the other few arteries that we have down here in South Dade. The problem is we don't have good infrastructure. And if we don't get this mass transit system really, really more effective, the bridge is going to be disaster, absolute disaster.
It must feel like a real uphill battle, though, to go up against a product that so many people and probably so many more people are going to be using in the years to come because, you know, if mass transit doesn't work for them, Waze makes their commute maybe a little faster.
Right. I mean, I have seen the county now that I've gotten involved in this issue. And by the way, my neighborhood only found out about this bridge, which has been on the table for a long time. I'm told it was in the master plan from 40 years ago. But what's happened is the master plan, I'm sure, didn't predict the millions of people that are now in Miami-Dade County. So going by a master plan from 40 years ago is just not the way to go. And the mass transit issue, I've been trying to actually get involved in that. And that's why I became a writer, to see for myself, is that going to help me? It certainly has. My commissioner, Daniela Levine-Cava, and my mayor, who's Palmetto Bay Mayor Flynn, as well as our council, and even the communities south of us, which are Cutler Bay and Homestead, and they have huge population explosions. They are all collectively now trying to make this rail and this mass transit system work here in Miami, because that is the only option with our infrastructure, in my opinion, minus Band-Aid bridges, which it's a 2-lane bridge that's going to have thousands of cars trying to cut through on these little residential streets.
That's Jody Atkison, who is a resident of Palmetto Bay, Florida, where she is trying to stop a bridge from being built in her neighborhood. Jody, thank you.
Thank you. The vote is tomorrow. We're going to be fighting.